Reb Elezer, v'hor Rabbonin. It's no machlekes. One goes according to Reb Elezer, and one goes according to Rabbonin. Well, let's just see the Gemara, then we'll see Rashi again. Gemara says, what are the svaras? Kishasim tzolayim l'divrei Reb Elezer. When you want to say the husband Reb Elezer is, he holds like this. Hamavato rishus chatzeroi. When somebody was mavato the rishus, he had to use in the chotzer, in the backyard. You have a house opening up into the backyard. You have a right to use the backyard. Now on this Shabbos, now we're talking about you were mavato, you gave up the right to use your backyard. You were mavato the rishus to use this backyard. I'm like saying, I'm not going to use it this Shabbos. I'll let used to use it. Since used to made in the rule of chatzeris, you are allowed to carry. So we say the svar is rishus beisoy bitul. Even though you only said the word, you're giving up the right to use the chutz or the backyard, you also gave up the right to use your house. As if to say, I'm not going to use my house. So if you mavata yourself from your house, therefore it's good while the other two people are allowed to carry from your house into the chutz. Because since you gave up the right to use your house, it's like you're not here at all. If you're not here at all, it's only those two people that became like one because they made an erubi chatzeris. So they are allowed to carry even from my house into the chutz. That's Reb Elezer's svara. So the Gemara with the Rabbonin, what's the Rabbonin svara? They hold no. Hamavato rishus chatzeroi. This person, the third person, was mavato his right to use the chutzur. I'm not going to use this chutzur anymore on Shabbos. I'm like out of the chutzur. But you should know, rishus beisul bitul. Since he didn't speak out, he's going to use his house. He didn't speak out, he's going to mavato his house. So he only said, I'm giving up the right to use my chutzur, not the house. We don't say he meant to give up his house. The person still wants to use his house. So since he still wants to use his house, that's why they can't carry out from my house into the chutz, so they can't carry out. Because I'm still using my house right now. Since I'm still using my house, they can't carry from my house. All I gave up was just the right to use in my chutz. In the chutz, I'm not there anymore. But in my house, I'm still living there. So merely you can't carry out from my house into the chutz. The blight are two different mishuyis. And that's the machlokes. Let's see Rashi a little bit now. Rashi says, "Anshei chotzer sheshochak echem mihem." Rashi vade masnitzen. Avada our mission is talking about bishabitolehem rishus, where the third person was mavatlis rishus. As before Shabbos, he forgot to make the rubik chaserus. So now on Shabbos, he's mavatli gives up his rishus. Shoyeloi bechotzer that he had a right to use this chotzer. Myri. Di loy bitul af bechotzer. If he didn't give up his right to use the chotzer, asru mataltim mevatein. Then these other two people are also to carry from their house into the chotzer. Shabbatim lechol echad viechadhein. Because the houses belong to each one separately. V'yachotzer rishus kulim. And the chotzer belongs to everybody. V'chol koy oyser aleim. Now, since you still own your right to use the chutzur, you ask that they can't use the chutzur now. It implies like two people have a right to use the chutzur, so the chutzur looks like a rishus rabin. You can't carry from your house into the backyard. Now, Bashmina Rebbe Loi, Damavato rishus chatzere. Rebbe Loi is telling us a chiddush. When this person is giving up his right to use the chutzur, he should know rishus beisun ani bitum. He also means to give up the right to use his house. He's not going to use his house to Shabbos. V'nasa erech etzlon, and he becomes like a guest by the other two people. Lefikos, therefore, af beisay mutlehem. Therefore, Reb Elezer holds these other two people are allowed to carry out even from my house into the chutzur, because I'm like not even in my house. I'm like a guest by you, and my house now is like belongs to you now. Avulhu, but why can't the person himself carry from his house out? Avulhu also lahachnas loitzi mi beisay. He himself, so avada, can't carry from his house into the chutzur. Even though from the other two houses he is allowed to carry into the chotzer, like we'll see later in the sixth parak, that he is allowed to carry out from the other two people houses into the chotzer. He's not worse than anybody else if you have a guest on Shabbos. You are the house, you made an Aruza Chatzeris, you're allowed to carry from your house into your backyard. And you have a guest that comes to your house on Shabbos. Shiti is also allowed to carry from your house into the backyard, because it's like bottle to you. So this third person also, once he's Mavatl, his own Rishus, he blives like a guest by you. No, Vashmina Rebbe Loi, Ta Mavatl Rishus Chatzeris, Rishus Beisun Ami Bitum, Vanas Erech Etzlam, Lefikach, Av Beisai, Eschipzir. Yeah. Also, no, No, the shalom is though, why can't he himself carry out though from his own house? That's the end of Rashi. Oster hu lohitzi, v'lo yarmina kivin evitlo rishos basically have a basic imatayim. Let's say once he gave up the right to live in his house, he's like a guest by them, so he himself should also be allowed now to carry out from his house. That we say no. Divish time of ibatayim from the other people's houses, imumach nisumoitzi iklameima kinish piyama. If he carries out from the other two houses into the chotzer, he's like a guest by them, and that's mutter. Avol mibeisoi. But if he's going to carry out from his own house, then we said, as far as it looks like, chozer umasek rishusoi. It looks like now I want to take back the right to live in my house again. Since I'm beginning to use my house to carry out from my house, it looks like I want to use it again. Ne'elu b'yoyser aleihem. And then he'll ask to run them. So therefore, hey no love, and he'll ask to run them. Therefore we say, when you gave up your rishus not to use your chotzer, according to Rabbi Loza, it means you gave up, you're not going to use your house either. So you're like a guest by them. Therefore, you're allowed to carry out from their house into the chotzer. And they can carry every place, from their house into the chotzer into my house. Just me, myself, I can't carry from my house into the chotzer. That's the gzera. Because it looks as if I want to be machzik again back into my house, keep my house. And if I'm keeping my house, since I did not make an amud v'chaseres with you, I answer upon you. Yeah. So, kids, so that's Rebbe Loi's Yisvara. That's Rebbe Loi's Yisvara.
If he's in the Machlok his own house,
yeah.
Isn't that like Machiz HaSeh, not really his house, his only...
Yeah, but here, good. But here we're not talking about more than a base of time here. Here we're talking about some a small backyard you have. So here it's only a shalaf and a amud v'chaseres. The question is that when two people live there, they answer one on the other. So now if you gave up the right to live there, you don't answer. So the kiss that we're talking about the Messias is where this third person only said the Farish, I'm giving up the right not to use the chotzer. That's what he said. Rebbe Loza holds the svarim. When you give up the right to use your chotzer, you also mean to give up the right to use your house. Therefore, they're allowed to carry out to my house. The rabbanim say no. You only said you're giving up the right not to use your chotzer. So in the chotzer, they're allowed to carry from their house into the chotzer. But from my house into the chotzer, they can't carry. Because I never gave up the right to use my house. Yeah, so that's what it's saying. So that's what the answer here. Look, Hashem Tzalema, the Machlaik, he says, Rebbe Loza, Hamavata, Rishus Chatzeroi. When you gave up the right not to use your chotzer, your backyard, Rishus Beisei Bittul, you also gave up the right you're not going to use your house. Therefore, they're allowed to carry out from your house. Rabbonin, but according to Lalocha, according to Rabbonin, Hamavata Rishus Chatzeroi. Somebody says, I'm giving up the right not to use, not to live in my chotzer now. You should know, Rishus Beisei Bittul. He did not mean to give up the right to use his bias. He only meant what he said and not more. For the more pshita, Avadar after Machloikas. And what you big chiddush are telling me now, like Kishatim Tzolemi, if you say like that, pshita after Machloikas. Omarachbo, Anov Ravuna, Bachinino, Tagimno, we answered, we explained this. You know why you had to say over this halacha of Ugushatim Tzalaymer? Like I'm saying a big chiddush, what the svara or the machlekes is, to take the machlekes a little further even. There, it's a close thing of machlekes. When somebody is mevatel his rishus, he gives up the right to use it, does he do ba'ayin yofa? He means to give up like everything, or he does know ba'ayin ra, only what he says. More than what he said, he doesn't mean. Now this could be nogeh to another halacha. Let's say you have five people. You have five people living in one chotzer. There's a backyard, and five different houses open up into the same backyard. So you have five people living in this backyard. Now, four of them made an eruv chatzeres before Shabbos. One forgot to. Now, according to Rebbe Elezer, so what's the eitz now on the Shabbos? Who are this one person, since he didn't make an eruv chatzeres, he asks on the other people, they cannot carry from their house into the chotzer. So what's the etzer? That this one person again has to be mevatel his rishus. He gives up and saying, I'm not going to use this chotzer to Shabbos. So it's as if he's not living here. Therefore, just the other four people that did make the Ruvah Chaserus, they are allowed to carry into the house. Now this person has to be mevatel his rishus. Like take away his right to live here. Now, Diver Rebbe Elezer, Kishu Mavato Rishusoi, Ein Tzorach Mavato L'chol Echad V'Echad. The Chur, you have to give up your right to four people now. There are four other people living in this Chotzer. So when you Mavato your Rishus, to how many people do you have to tell them, I'm giving up my right to live here? According to Rabbi Lezer, we say, if you say it to one person, you always mean Bayin Yofam, you mean more than what you're saying. So by saying to one person, you automatically mean, I'm giving up my right, I'm not going to use this chatzar, negate to all five of you. Because I'm giving up my rishus to all five of you.
Why does he have to give it up to anybody? Why can't he say it by himself? It's not that he's giving better permission to enter in on his part or into his house. You're saying it's just enough that he says, I don't want to use it. So why does he have to say it to anybody?
You're right. Vice says, you're right. Vice says, Bittl is not just like, you're right, it's not just like Hefker, I'm just giving up mine. No, Bittl means I'm like B-Macht, I'm giving over the possession to you. You're right. It has to be a din as if I'm giving it to you. My rights to use the chotzer, I give it over to you. It's just that's the fact that I'm like making a Hefker. I have to give them over to you. It's as if it all belongs to one person.
So if you're giving it over, why can't you already be part of an era? Why can't you join in the era?
When I give it over to them. So we're saying you could. When you give over your reshus to them, we're saying the locher is you're also allowed to carry from those houses into the chotzer. You are?
Your
from your house, not. That was said, because if they carry from your house, then we're afraid it looks like you're being maxed again in your house. As if to say you want to keep your house to yourself. So then it looks like your bittel is bottle. You didn't mean to give up your reshus to them. You want to use your house for yourself. So from your house, you can't. But enechnami, once I give up my reshus on makdim to them, it's considered like everything now belongs to one person, because those four people made it in Rubik HaTzeris, so that everything belongs to one person, you'll have to carry from the house into the chotzer. But that's, you're right. Vittel here doesn't stand mean you're being maskrit, it means you're giving your reshus to these people. So according to Reb Lezer, if you give your reshus to one person, that's enough. Even though really you have to give it to all four people, we say by in Yofim, when you meant one, you automatically meant all four. Ule Rabbanu zal know, kishu mevato reshusoi, sorech levato lechol echad v'yechad. And the halacha we hold like that, we hold like the Chachamim. When you mevato give up your reshus and say, Ruvein, you could use my reshus nechas, I'm giving it to you, that's not enough. You have to give it over to all five people.
Yeah. So you have to give it over to
someone? No, that's a different halacha. That's a din hefka, that's not this halacha. We'll see more about these halachas more in the Masechta. They're very complicated, we'll see more about them. Let's just see what Rashi just says. Alright. Pasha, that's the sword. You say by in Yofem, or do you say no, what you said you meant? So male, that's the machloikis Rebbe Elazar and the Chachamim, and it pertains to both these two halachas. Faita. The more command us, who does it go like? Hodetani, we learned in a brisa later. Chamisha Sheshruim Chotzer. You have to have five people living in a Chotzer. Chamisha Sheshruim Chotzer Echad. Veshokach Echad Mehen Vula Yiriv. One of the five people forgot to be Mishtatif in the Rubik Chatzeris. So now on Shabbos, they're all also to carry from their house into the Chotzer, because this one person asks upon everybody. Again, what's the Yetzer? That he should be Mavatl, his Rishus to the other people. Kishu Mavatl Rishus, so when he gives up his Rishus, is Ein Sarach Levatl Rishus to Chol Echad V'Echad. He does not have to tell it to all four people. It's enough he tells it to one person. By telling it to one person, automatically, it means to all four people. So the Gemara Kaman, who does this go like? The Chorach Rebbe Elazar. This is Rebbe Elazar's Svarot, like we're saying. That when you give up your Rishus, you mean Ba'ayin Yofa, you mean more, is as much as could be, that's what you mean. Rav Kana zot Gemara Masni Hochi. Rav Kana learnt over this Gemara the way it says. Well, we have two now with the same on the Yomrim. Rav Tivyumi Masni Hochi. Tivyumi learned a little bit different. That Keman Ozlo, who does it go like? Ho Detanya Hey Sheshruim Mechatz Rechem. If you have five people living in one chotzer, there's five houses opening up into one chotzer. V'Shochach Echad Mehem B'La'iruv. And one of them forgot before Shabbos to make the Ruvik Hatzeris. Kishu Mevato Rishusay. Now this person, he has to be mevatel his reshus on Shabbos to give it up, to say that he should not ask upon the other people, is ein tzarech levatel reshus l'chol echad v'yechad. He does not have to give up his reshus to everybody. It's enough he does it to one person, automatically that goes upon everybody. His zechur command, who did this go like? His gersa was, Amar Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Sheshes, command Rav Elazar. But this is the way it was learned. Rav Huna, in the name of Rav Sheshes, said over goes according to Rav Elazar. But the same halach like we had before. Oma le Rav Papa, li Abaya le Rav Elazar. I have a shal according to Rav Elazar. Iyoma loy mevat linon. If he says he's not mevatel. Because we're saying right now, according to Rav Elazar, when a person's mevatel is reshus in the chotzer, he says, I'm giving up the right not to use my chotzer, he automatically, menastam means also to give up his right, he's not going to use his house. I'm like being marking my house to the other people. That's what we say minastam. What about if he says beferish no? The person says beferish, I'm only giving up my right not to use the chotzer, but my house I'm not being mevatel. Yom alei mevatlin. What's going to be the din? And who are then the same shall be according to the rabbon? Ule rabbon, according to rabbon, that was saying a person what he says he means. More than that, he doesn't mean. When he says, I'm giving up the right not to use my chotzer, I only mean the chotzer. My house, I do not mean to give up. That's minastam if it didn't say clearly. What about iyomam about linam? Let's say, according to Rabbanan, the person said, claw, I'm giving up the right to use my chotzer and to use my house. I'm giving up both rights. My, what's going to be the locha? What's the shayla? Time of the Reb Lezer. What's the time of Reb Lezer? Why he says, if a person gives up the right to use his chotzer, minastam, he also means to give up the right to use his house. Mishum diksovar, hamavat, rishus chatzeroi, rishus basic vital. It's a svarastam, that's what a person means. When he talks about his rishus in the chotzer, he also means to give up his rights to use the house. Vahai omar ano, leimavat linam. Although this person now said no, he said clearly, I'm not giving up the right in my house. I still want to use my house. So pshiti was not mavat in his house. So since the person is still living in his house, nobody is allowed to carry from his house into the chotzer. That's one svara, one sad. Or do maybe no. Time of the Reb Elezer, mishum debayis, v'loy chotzer, lo yavidi inch the diary. It's a svara that nobody lives in a house without using the backyard. There is part of living in a house is that you have to have a backyard to use. So if a person gives up his use of the backyard, he automatically is giving up his use to live. Because you can't live in a house without having a backyard. His time of the Reb Elezer Mishum Debayis Ploy Chotzer, living inside the house without the right to use the chotzer, lo yavidi inch the diary. People don't do that. That's not the normal way of living. When this person said, I'm only giving up the right not to use my chotzer, I'm not going to use the backyard, but my house I don't want to give up, lav kol kiminei. You can't say that. Because what are you saying? That you want to live inside your house still. But nobody lives inside his house without the right to use the backyard. So like a svaras mavatla daita it's a chalodam. So even though you're saying you're not giving up the right to live in your house, but mainly you're giving it up. Once you're giving up the right to use the chotzer, automatically it's like you're giving up the right to the house. Like Rashi says, Beisobloi chotzer, kivon di osteratso bechatzeroi. Since he gave up his right, he's not going to use his chotzer now, shebitulahem. He gave up his right to the other people, is lav kol kimine. It's not normal what he's doing to say, I still want to live in my house. Techiv on the last lay chotzer, diras bayis, loy klum hi lubidei. Once he can't use the chotzer, maybe that's a svar of rebelism. That once you can't use your backyard, memela it's not called living in the house. People can't live in the house, it's not called a normal living. So even though you don't want to give up your right, really, of living in the house, memela blives like you're not living there. Living in a house without a right to use the chotzer is not called living there. But maybe that's Tan Reb Elezer. So maybe even though the person says beferish, I'm not giving up my right to use the house, automatically it's considered like he's not living there. Because living in a house without using the chotzer is not called living there. So that's the Stodim. What's the Tan Reb Elezer? Vaita, the same shall we have according to Rabbonin. So the Gemara Ule Rabbonin. Iyama Mavat Linon, according to Rabbonin. If the person says the Farish, I'm giving up my house also. What's the locha? My time with Rabbonin. Mishum de Kasavri, Mavatu, Rishus Chatzeroi, Rishus Beisalai Bittum. Poshit Svar is that he meant what he said, and what he didn't say, he didn't mean. So I'm saying I'm giving up the right, I'm not going to live in my chotzer. That's all about my house. I didn't mention, I'm not giving up the right to live in my house. The male of Ahai, this person that said, Klo, I am giving up the right to live in my house. Since this person said, yes, I'm giving up the right to live in my house, it helps. So Vadi said, I'm not going to live here right now. That should be a good bittul. Oy Dilma may be no. The Svar Rabbonah is like this. Oy Dilma, time of the Rabbonah Mishum, Tloy Ovid Inish, the Mesalek Nash Lagarmi, Mibayis Vachotzer. It's a Metzias. Nobody gives up everything he owns. Person that has a house and the right to use in the backyard, nobody gives up both. You don't give up a chotzer and a house. It's too much for a person to really mean. And to say, what do you mean to be now? You want to be a guest by them. Person can't mean that. So even if you say, now this person, he actually said it. He said, I'm giving up the right to use my backyard and the right to live in my house. We say, lav kol kimine komer. He doesn't mean what he's saying. To swear according to Rabban, the person doesn't mean that. Nobody really means to give up everything. That's not what he meant. Yeah, that's the Shalakul Kamine. So maybe we have a Shaila, what's going to be the Loch in these cases? According to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Lozer, where he says, no, I'm not giving up Rishus. And what's going to be according to the Rabbanan, where he says, yes, I am giving up Rishus. We have a Shaila, Omalei, he answered back. Bein the Rabbanan, bein the Reb Loz, according to both of them, the Loch is like this. Kivun, the goli daite goli. Avadu bi go bos lamaisa, what he says. Notice the Svari is always the first way we said. According to Reb Loz, the Svari is, minastam, when a person gives up the right to use his chaser, minastam, he also meant to give up the right to use his house. But let's say he says, Mefarish, no, I'm not giving up the house. He means it. And then Achlami, the house is not given up, so nobody could carry from his house inside. And then what then according to Rabbanan? The Rabbanan say, Minastam, when a person gives up his chaser, he only means that, and not his house. But let's say here, where the person said, Beferish, I'm being mevatel the right to use my house to you, I'm giving that to you, that also helps. Whatever you say, you go bust on what you say. And that's halacha. Even according to Rabbanan, if you would say, Beferish, that would be good. Right?
This is
good for carrying. This is good for carrying.
Yeah,
well, it's a little bit different though, because here really the mechitzas were made before Shabbos. You have dal mechitzas around. Yeah, right. This wouldn't go into that category, right? That this wouldn't be called making mechitzas. We'll see later in the Masechta. That's what you have to say here. That din of making mechitzas only where actually you're doing something wrong by building the mechitzas. Here you're allowed to do this because the mechitzas are here. It's only a certain diurin. The fact you're living there, you aser on them. All you're doing is just taking away your right to live. So you're not making the mechitzas. The mechitzas are there. Because the fact you're living here makes it that you're not allowed to carry. Because it looks like two different rishuyas. When you're not living here, everything belongs to them. It's one rishus, it's mutter. But you're not making mechitzas here, though. The third halacha, Reb Loz, Reb Loz, he said over the name of Reb Lezer, that we don't hold like him, was Sheyaitzim Biakav Lemepesach. He said, oh, well, for Morer, when you want to use Morer on Pesach, there's another thing, another herb you could use. You could use Akarvlin. That's also a good min to use for Morer. And the Gemara Mishnah said he tried to find the Raya, and nobody was masking. Pasha, we don't hold like that. That's not called a good min. So the Gemara called upon a Maya Akarvlin. What is this Akarvlin? What is he meant to say? Omeresh Lakish, Atzavsa Chorizosa. That's what it is. Strashi Atzavsa Chorizosa. See, that's the bark of a thick bark, hagodol sova dekel, that goes around the palm tree. The nichrach, it goes around it. The oilaboy, and it goes up on the bark itself. Kalul vegefanim, it looks something like the lulav. Kalul vegefanim, like the vines. Krizaisa tchufa harbe yachid, kuzuz of a tamoru boy. It has a tamoru. It's like it tastes very bitter. So that's why we have always a hold, you can be out to this for moru. But the lice we hold is not one of the min of moru. Taisa does not this chapter. Taisa is first the countries. Siv ova godu sov adek of nichrach ve'elu klub ezanim ve'anirulari perkol sharmina ma'amatsim min zroyim av mor min zroyim has to be something that grows. The chavina sas to diklo v'yev shishayin beid min ishnei nichrachim sov adekul. Something else that grows on the dekul itself. Chavina lech oysa pas. All right, we'll start right now there. A little bit more. Yeah, start the third parak here. The third parak. So the Mishnah. Bechol ma'arvin. You're allowed to make an eruvin from anything. So Rashi learns Bechol ma'arvin means eruvin chatzer resut chumin. The case again where you have the four mechitzes. Just few people are living here. So they ask the one and the other, you have to make a ruv chaseris. That means all the people living there put some food into somebody's house. That's called the ruv chaseris. And then everybody's allowed to carry from their house into the other person's house, into the backyard. Who is in a tchumen? A ruv tchumen means where you're only allowed to walk al payim amah out of the city. You can only walk 2,000 amahs out of the city. Let's say you want to walk further than that on Shabbos. So the answer is before Shabbos, you put some food outside the city by the Apayimama, and it's considered as if you're living there at the beginning of Shabbos, so you're kind of Shvisa there, so from there you could walk further another Apayimama. But you have to put something down there, some muzzin, some food, that's considered the person goes after where his food is. So what do you have to put down there to make you two Ervin? The Mishnah says, V'chol Marvin, any type of food you want, you could use to make an Arubah Chatzeres and Arubah Chumin. This is Rashi Shita. A Taisa doesn't like that. Top Taisa says, B'chol Marvin, Pirus, B'kunshris, Arubah Chatzeres at Chumin. V'yenira, the Arubah Chatzeres bina pas. Because to make an Arubah Chatzeres, we hold later, you need dafka bread. the kula yam perkadar. The whole high pirka mukhadari betchumin. Therefore, Torah learns our Mishnah only means a ruve tchumin. Where you want to be able to walk out of the city another paimama before Shabbos, you can put any type of food down there. But when we make it a ruve chaseris, you badafka have to use bread like we do. We'll see the sugis later in the Gemara what the machlokes is. Rashlas, even a ruve chaseris is a man the yom that holds for anything you could do. So b'chor marvin, any type of food you can live, put for a ruve chaseris or for tchumen. Who are they no mishtatfin? Who are they Rashi said b'movi? A movi means you have the alleyway that if you chatzchotzers open up into the movi, you want to be able to carry from one chotzer to another chotzer, you have to make a shtufim of voice. Also, you collect food from everybody, you can collect anything. Chutz min ha-maim min ha-melech. A chutz from water and salt that you can't use. These two things are not good for an Erev. So Rashi, the lav midi demozenhein, these are not things that fill you up. Now, the time of the Erev, what's the svara where we could make an Erev b'chatzeros, mishum d'daitoi v'dirosei b'mokim ezoinoisav. A person thinks and lives where his food is. That's the zikadira. Who? Now, the chivin shenos nukol b'nei ha-chotzer, k'dei mezoinim b'ayisechon. If all the people from the chotzer put their food in one person's house, nase kilu kulon darim b'toichoi. It's as if everybody is living in this one house. V'nimtza kulon rishus achas. It's considered like everybody is living in one house, so there's only one owner to this house and to the chotzer, therefore you're allowed to carry from your house into the chotzer. So, the Eruv Chatzeris means you're mixing everybody up and putting them into one chotzer. How do you do that? If everybody has their food in one place, it looks like you're living there. V'chein b'Eruv Tchum, the same as far as by Eruv Tchumim. Nasek kimi sheshochav shom. If you put your food outside the city, the Paimama, it's as if you're living there where your food is. Umishom, from the place where your food is, yesh toy alpayimama l'choruach. You're allowed to walk another alpayimama. Because as if at the beginning of Shabbos, a person is living where his food is. So since you have your food outside alpayimama, obliged like you're living there, and from there you could go another alpayimama. Hilkach, dover mozen bin. You need something that satisfies you, that fills you up a little bit. That's called the mazoina of a person. Mashenkein, water and salt doesn't fill you, it doesn't satisfy you, you can't make an erevin with water and salt. Right? The same type of locher is, v'akol nikach pekes of meiser. If you have meiser sheni, the locher is, in place in Eretz Yisrael, you have meiser sheni, the din is you can't eat it, only in Yerushalayim. Let's say you have 100 pounds of apples, so the answer is you paid the apples onto money, and you get your $100, and you take the $100 to Yerushalayim, and in Yerushalayim you have to again buy food with this money, and eat the food in Yerushalayim. Now what can you buy with the money of Maisa Sheni? V'akrel nikach, any type of food you want you could buy with the money you have of Maisa Sheni. Chutz min ha-maim min ha-melech. Again, a chutz from water and salt that you can't buy. It's not something that's mozen, it doesn't fill you up, you can't buy it. Shrashi v'kesa maitze b'teich v'shlayim k'shumaitzil tzarech macholoi k'desiv v'nasata kesa b'chola shetav v'nafshecho. The money in Yerushalayim you have to buy food with. Chutz min ha-maim ha-melech. The Gemara Mefarash time of life pay me prihu. It's not called the pre me pri with Ashim Psukim, that with the money of Maiseh Sheni, when you come to Yerushalayim you have to buy Paris. Let's say somebody made a neder. I'm not going to have a no from any food that's made and that fills me up. That's where the gifts should be always. You're allowed to drink water and allowed to take salt. That's not something that fills you up. Let's say you have a nozer, and he wants to make an Rubei Tchumen. He wants to be able to walk outside the city. So he has to leave some food outside. Let's say a nozer leaves the yayin. So Hur and Savari say it's no good, because since a nozer is not allowed to drink the yayin, it's not cold food for him. So the Mishnah, no. Yayin is good for nozer. Marvin le nozer be yayin. Uli Yisrael be truma. Who within of Yisrael has truma, that Yisrael himself cannot eat his truma, only the Kohen is not eat it, still it's cold food, and the Erev is chal. Sumcha Simon no, the chulin. Sumcha says no. Davka chulin you have to use. The Yisrael cannot make an Erev with truma. Since the Yisrael cannot eat it, it's not good for his Erev. Only chulin you could use. See Rashi, Marvel and Nozer, Eruv et chumin. Shalom, why does Rashi skip? At the beginning Rashi said both the chaferis and chumin. Here he says davka chumin. But I call upon him a Nozer, if he wants to make a Eruv et chumin, then he leaves some food outside the city. So we look as if he's living there, he could even do biyayin. The Alpha God, the Lord Chosel, they, even though he's not allowed to drink this yayin, of a Chosel Achrina, somebody else could drink this wine. The Chivon, the Mezoin, who gave Achrini, since for somebody else it is cold food, it does satisfy you, Sharbulay Rabbonin, still the Rabban will make out to say it's called the good Aruba Tchumin, and you could use it. And who was in the Yisroel Betruma, the Achaz L'Koyin, since it had the Shein food, a Koyin could eat it, therefore even Yisroel could use it. Sum Chesayim and Nol B'chudim, Avoloi Betruma, you can't leave Truma outside the city. Why, the Midi V'Chaz L'Ebin, you have to have something you're allowed, that you could eat. Now the Gemara Meforish, my time will they pull in Sumchas Ayayin Lanozer. How come Sumchas only said Chulin, Mash Matrumer is no good? The Kuri should have also said that a Nozer cannot use wine. Since a Nozer is not allowed to drink wine, he can't make a Rubit Chulin with the wine. That Sumchas doesn't argue with. So Gemara explain why not. Faitu L'Koyin Bebeis HaPras. So Drash L'Koyin Bebeis HaPras means Tamhi. This goes according to everybody. V'lav Sumchas Kom Le'Menichan Erubit L'Koyin Bebeis HaPras. Now, is talking about either a Rubei Chaseros or a Rubei Tchumen. A Beis HaPras is a mokum where you have a suffix, maybe a mace is buried there. Now, locher is the coin is not allowed to go up on top of a mace. So, midrabonin, you're not allowed to walk in a Beis HaPras. That's an area where a suffix, maybe there was a kever there. So we're saying, if the Koyin leaves before Shabbos, says the Rubei Tchumen in the Beis HaPras, it's called the Rubei Tchumen. He's not allowed to walk there, and if he can't walk there on Shabbos, how can you consider him living in a Beis HaPras? Still will make him. So Rashi says, the Terence is the bottom line, Rashi says, a Beis HaPras, Shapadami, the Sveik of the Rabbonin, who is only a Sufik with the Rabbonin, if there's a Kevah there or not. Or Mutuli Konasai De Nefuach. There is a Hechatimso. If he'll check while he's walking and blow everything on the side to make sure he's not stepping on a bone of a mace, there is a Hechat to walk there. So even though Matrila, we don't do it, but the Yevon, if he has to walk there, he could walk there, so his Erev is called a good Erev. The Kain of Beis HaPras. We have Yehudu, I mean, even a bigger Kiddush. Afilu Beis HaKforos. Afilu, we put his bread, mamish, in the Beis HaKforos. That the Locher is a Kain, is also to go into a Beis HaKforos. So how could we consider as if the Kain is living there, if it's also for him to go there? The Teresism of Neishu Yoch,